And the battle that we're talking about on Cinco de Mayo is actually the only real battle that they win, the Mexicanos. So the rest of the war they lose, they get their ass whipped, and France takes over them. So what's the lesson behind that? Because I don't want to give you all the historical jargon junk that you don't need to know about. Here's the reality. There are countries in the world, so some people say, well, Cinco de Mayo, I'm not Mexican, it doesn't have anything to do with me. Probably does. There are countries in the world that want their own independence. They want to be left to live the way they should. Probably the greatest nation in the world to espouse that ideology is the United States of America. Talking about independence, talking about equality, talking about justice, talking about all the great. I would argue that our country espouses equality and independence more than any other country in the world. However, there are countries in the world who want to be independent, who want to have equal rights, who want to live the way that they want to live. And it appears there are countries in the world that don't want to allow that to happen. So what I always tell people about the Cinco de Mayo and the 16 de September and stuff like that is, even if it's not your country, or even if it's not from your area of the world, the idea of independence is a big thing for all of us. The idea of equality and justice is a big thing for all of us. That's what our country stands for, at least in rhetoric, right? And if we believe in that, if we really believe that concept and those ideologies, then we study what's happened in the past so that we don't repeat those things in the future. So when big countries go into little countries and kick little countries' asses and take away their resources, take away their freedom, take away their equality, take away their justice, that's a bad thing. When France came to Mexico and took Mexican land and said, this is not ours, and we're going to force you to live the way we want you to live, that was a bad thing. There's nobody in this crowd that would argue otherwise. However, when there are countries that maybe we know, I won't mention them out directly, who believe that they have the right to go anywhere in the world at any time and take and kill other people and do whatever they want in those people's countries, I would argue that we should keep them accountable. That we should make them accountable for that.
You're here, my
and
mind.
If it's our own country, clearly we should make them accountable. Because in our own country, we espouse, and I believe, and I'm sure that all my friends and people out here at Valley College believe, that independence and equality is a major concept in humankind. So we need to not only worry about other people, but in our own country. Some of you may have seen that last Thursday, the federal courts now have argued and have agreed that it is legal to pay women less than men. If you did not see that, you need to open up the newspapers. The federal courts have now ruled, as of Thursday last week, it is legal to pay men more than women. That's craziness, right? So when we see things like that, and the next day on Friday, not a single thing's in the newspaper about it, no women are protesting, no men are protesting, no American citizens, I really have a worry. What's our status of equality? What's our status of independence? What's our status of justice? What's our status right now? I would argue it's not probably our duty to go around the world and tell other people how to live. When 54% of our population will now get less pay than men because they're women, we have some business to take care of at home, don't we, guys? So the idea of justice, equality, and independence must be adhered to. We have to talk about it not only around the world, but in our own home. So I hope that you'll take a little bit of that. And like I said, I don't want to give you all the gory details of the war and stuff like that, but I did want you to think of the Mayo. It's not a drinking holiday for Mexicanos. It's actually celebrated because they said that they would stand against, at that time, the greatest European power, and they would fight for independence, equality, and justice. Now, did they lose? Yes.
Actually, I was going to ask them.
But did they continue that fight? Yes. All of us who are in this audience, right? Women, brothers and sisters of black ancestry, brothers and sisters of brown ancestry, brothers and sisters of working class white ancestry, brothers and sisters of Asian ancestry, brothers and sisters of Indian ancestry, you know what I'm talking about. That the fight is one of equality that must continue. It didn't end with the shooting of Martin Luther King or Malcolm X. It didn't end with the death of Cesar Chavez. It didn't end with Mott and all the female feminists who fought for your rights. It's not over. And so that's why we celebrate Cinco de Mayo. Not to get drunk, but to remind ourselves that there is a reason to celebrate history of independence, justice, and equality.
That's why they're gasping for their last breath of hate. That's why they're gasping for their last chance, trying to teach us that we're less than them, that my people are murderers. the streets of San Bernardino, Colton and Bloomington. How dare you say that about my family and about my friends and about my people and about my students and about those people that I care for? Those days are over. Those days are over. It's time to come together. It's time to promote unity. It's time to promote respect.